Hello and welcome to Talking on Purpose with Tori. This is the internet show where we talk about all things related to church growth, communication, and social media. Thank you for joining me for this very special broadcast as I want to discuss God's hand moving in unexpected ways. If you follow me on Facebook or Instagram, you know that I have shared that my family and I have planted a garden this year. Yes, we have done so in the past. We have given it the try, but it just never stuck. Well, this year was going to be different. I went to the box store, we got the supplies that we needed, and we started to till the ground and start preparing it to sow seeds and seedlings and all of those things so we could have a harvest at harvest time. I was really looking forward, or I am looking forward to all of the things that we will be able to pick out of our backyard. However, there's a slight problem, a small creature that we have fondly named Patrick. Patrick is our resident groundhog, and yes, there may be multiple Patricks, we're not really sure. But I have this sneaking suspicion that as he's watching us toil and work, that he feels as though we are building him his own very special buffet of sorts, and that is not the case. Each time I go to the store and I see the repellents, I am inclined to go ahead and purchase those to keep the Patricks away. However, the expense of these repellents and also the other added harmful effects they could have deterred me. So we kept on moving, we kept on sowing, we kept on digging and planting and watering, and I noticed something extremely odd. I didn't see Patrick as often. Matter of fact, I hadn't seen him in a couple of weeks. This is what I want to share with you as far as how God moves in unexpected ways. I'm so glad I listened to that inclination, the indwelling Holy Spirit, that although I looked and I saw the repellents, I saw what they could do, I saw how they could remove the rodents and keep them away, but I did not buy into it, literally. We just kept moving. What I did not know is that there was a mama cat and her kittens who had moved into one of Patrick's tunnels. You see, our neighbors' yards, we're all connected in some way, shape, or form. One yard backs up onto another. And Patrick's entrance into our backyard, if he did not just climb the tree and do a somersault backflip into our yard, he would use his tunnel that he had carefully dug out and scurry across the wood pile and show up in our yard as if it was a magical appearance. But the mama cat and her five kittens had taken up residence in his tunnel, which meant that either Patrick would have to stay in another yard or have a fight with mama cat every single time he wanted to get in. Can we stop there for a moment? Woo. So the repellents I was going to buy, the repellents I was going to purchase and seek after so I could do this in my own strength, in my own will, God had already blessed me with a way of naturally keeping away Patrick or the Patricks so that the garden had some time to mature and grow prayerfully through the harvest season. And I'm believing God for that. I am believing God for whatever amount we are able to get, that it will be protected. It will be able to nourish our family, and we can give some of that also to our neighbors and our friends and whomever else. But I'm believing God for that because His hand was moving in such an unexpected way that, my goodness, why not? Why not trust Him? Why not believe God for the mighty miracles, even though it seems like such a small thing? But it's not small to me and my family because it's an encouragement, it's motivation to keep sowing, to keep planting, to keep giving, to keep blessing, to keep giving from the abundance of how God is abundantly blessing and showing us His grace and mercy. So how does this relate to church growth? We may be purchasing things to keep certain people, certain things. It could be animals, okay? But we may be purchasing things to keep or block things from entering into our garden. I'm not saying that alarm systems and doing your due diligence doesn't make sense, because it does. However, we need to be very careful of our attitudes, and what may end up repelling people is the very way that we think and how we see them. I saw Patrick as a threat. I was not trusting God to help me maneuver through that without trying to do something in my own will. I did not trust God and take it to Him in prayer because I thought it was a matter that was too small. Why would God care about my garden? Well, He does. He cares about each of us individually and as the body of Christ. I want to encourage you today that if you don't believe that God is at work, He is. If you don't believe that God is at work, He is. And it may be in such an unexpected way that it gets your attention and you have to tell somebody else about it. How God moves in the small ways to make a greater impact. Thank you for joining me today. I pray that this encourages and motivates and inspires you. Please don't forget to visit www.torieslaughter.com for more information, for resources. Please make sure you check out the Blueprint Initiative 1.0, our course that we are offering on Udemy. This is an absolutely awesome time to get in because we've just lowered the price. So go ahead and start building your team from the ground up using God as our foundation. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next week.